This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. As a politician and leader, President Ronald Reagan remains an icon for what he did and how he did it, a can-do, sunny-tempered American spirit. But the 40th president wasn't born to that role. He prepared for it during 8 years as governor of California in a turbulent era. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates spoke with Reagan biographer Lou Cannon about his new book, Governor Reagan, and she discovered some surprises about the man and his politics.
Lou Cannon, did anybody take Ronald Reagan's gubernatorial aspirations seriously in the beginning?
Well, they took him seriously because he'd made a stirring speech for Barry Goldwater in the 1964 presidential campaign. But Ronald Reagan was seriously underestimated. He was underestimated then. In some ways, it stuck with him all the rest of his days. It's a little bit of mystery to me, even after all these years, why he was so underestimated. In 1964, when President Johnson was carrying California and the country in a landslide, George Murphy, a song and dance man who was certainly a lesser figure in Hollywood than Reagan was elected to United States Senator in that same otherwise dismal year for the Republicans. But nonetheless, when Reagan ran for governor, the Democrats came after him in two ways. One was that he was this right-wing extremist, which had worked in demonizing Goldwater. And the other was he was this affable actor who had been upstaged by a chimpanzee in bedtime for Bonzo. And Ronald Reagan, by the way, I asked him several years later about that, and he said, of course I was upstaged. And he says, an animal will always upstage a human actor if the animal is any good. And but the Democrats used actor as a synonym for airhead. And in that sense, to get back to your question, that is true today to some degree. I don't think it's as extreme because we have the Reagan example. I don't think it's extreme in the case of Arnold Schwarzenegger, but certainly there's a sort of an undertone, which you're well aware of, that somehow he's not quite up to the job because he's an actor. I personally, regardless of whether you think Schwarzenegger is wonderful or a dud, I think that's a mistake for people to think that.
But both Reagan and Schwarzenegger's critics have said that state government is too, or was in Reagan's case, too complex and multilayered for someone who wasn't a career civil service to really get. But Reagan did get governance. So how did he do it?
Well, a couple of ways. You know, Reagan, in addition to driving the Democrats wild, drove his own managers to distraction with remarks like, you know, when we asked him what kind of a governor he'd be, he said, I don't know. I've never played a governor, you know. but in truth, being a governor, it does not require a knowledge of intricate details of the budget. You can get good people to do the expertise. What it requires is being able to see the big picture and to make decisions. And what I learned, because I had access to all of the cabinet minutes, is something that I'd always suspected, which is that Reagan was very decisive. He realized that not to make a decision is also to make a decision, and he had good people for the most part working for him, and he said that the best time to decide something was while it was before you.
It sounds to me like he was actually more progressive about a number of things that I had no idea about, things like medical insurance and the environment and actually voting on a bill for abortion. How did that happen? And did he regret it afterwards?
Well, abortion rights was a different issue politically in the 1960s than it is today. In those days, the issue broke down mostly upon religious lines in the legislature. And in Reagan's staff, generally speaking, people who were Protestant or Jewish or secular were for this bill. Reagan was torn on the question. He just had a very difficult time with it. He told me later, looking back on it, those were awful days. He signed the bill. I think he afterwards did come to change his view, took what would be called a pro-life position. On the environment, which people have forgotten, Ronald Reagan did something that that was surprising and was quite different than his environmental record as president. He saved both California's Wild Rivers and the John Muir Trail, the latter by blocking a Trans-Sierra Highway that the highway establishment was very powerful, wanted to build, and by asking and getting the Nixon administration to join two wilderness areas. And so those achievements to me are, frankly, as someone who covered them at the time but didn't know as much about them as I do now, they're more important than any tax bill or any budget bill, because I want my children's children to be able to see those wild rivers, and if they choose, to walk down the John Muir Trail.
Let's talk for a minute about how Ronald Reagan is going to be remembered, because I am fascinated with the fact that people who are too young to remember his presidency still think they remember Ronald Reagan. I was in Beverly Hills a couple of days ago, and I had your book under my arm because I was reading it. And as I was at the cash register, the young woman behind the cash register, who told me later she was all of 22 years old, pointed to Reagan's face on the book cover and said, "I love him. That's my favorite president." And I looked at her and said, "You weren't even born when he was president." And she said, "I know, but he's my favorite president anyway." Why is this?
There's a Gallup poll of a couple of years ago that said the same thing, and I admit it surprised me. I think really it's for an intangible but important reason. The intangible reason is that Ronald Reagan spoke to this hope that, as he liked to say, America's best days are ahead of us, not past. This sort of optimism that is, I think, a very characteristic American quality. If there's a national quality that is characteristic of us as Americans, is that we always think that there's going to be these bright tomorrows. And, of course, sometimes there are, and sometimes there are gloomy tomorrows. But most of us have this sort of essential optimism, and he distilled this. Walter Lippmann once wrote that de Gaulle wasn't great because he was in France, but because France was in him. And in a sense, I think America was in Ronald Reagan.
Lou Cannon covered Ronald Reagan for four decades. He's the author of five Reagan biographies, including this one, Governor Reagan, His Rise to Power. He spoke to us from our Washington studios.
That interview by Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates.